I'll just tell you that I'm real proud to have him here tonight, and I want you to let him know that too. So would you please welcome from Boulder, Colorado, Hot Rise!
Thank you.
Trim and burn it. Trim and burn it.
trimmed and burning.
Oh, well, now see what the Lord has done.
Keep your land
trimmed and burning.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming out to see us. It's a treat for us to be back in this part of the country. It's also a real treat for us to be playing music with each other again after a little while. We're thrilled that you guys came out to see us. We have a bunch of songs, tons of songs to do for you this evening, so we're going to kind of dive right through. And there'll be time for requests, there'll be time for the Trailblazers, there'll be time for, not much time for the Trailblazers, but a little bit of time for Red Knuckles and his band. But first we're going to do an instrumental. It's one that Pete made up with a fellow named Frank Edmondson, used to travel with us. You remember who we are, Pete Wernick, Tim O'Brien, Charles Sautel, Nick Forster. Same old guys, same old faces. This is one that Pete and Frank made up one time while Frank was driving the bus, and he was calling out chords, and they came up with this tune. It's called Frank's Blues.
One, two, three,
Tennessee style.
can take a little slow. The sun keeps a shine and a pile of the corn. It starts to rain, it does grind it in the barn and do the radio boogie. Oh, no! With a solid kick, red hot lick, and it's Tennessee style. Are you all alone? Come on up about an hour or so and look to the boogie by the radio.
Do the radio boogie.
Call over the dial. Solid kick and a red hot lick. And it's Tennessee style.
We do the radio boogie.
All over the dial. Solid kick, red hot lick, and it's Tennessee style.
We do the radio boogie.
All over the dial. Solid kick, red hot lick, and it's Tennessee style.
Thank you, folks. We're doing one of the features, Charles, right now. It's fun to be back. I don't know how many people have, first of all, how many of you have never seen Hot Rise before tonight? Clap your hands so we can, if you've never seen this before. So you wouldn't know about the Fat Fry that we played in this neighborhood years ago. You wouldn't know about all the shows we did down in Santa Cruz. No, I can't even say it. I was going to say, you wouldn't know that we're usually a lot better than this. That's what Tim was whispering in back there. But it's fun. We had only about 10 days to fit this tour in, and we had to choose from among a lot of great places to go, and we're just happy we got to do a couple of shows in the Bay Area, and this being one of them. So a lot of our old friends, people like bluegrass music around here. And speaking of bluegrass music, here's a tune features Charles on the guitar. It's called If I Lose.
Stand back.
Stand back. Get ready.
If I lose $100 while I'm trying to wear a dime, my baby, she's got money on the time. Jam, they just ain't in the rain. Now that you're back, dear, let's go another round. If you're by my side, a deal just can't go down. If I lose,
if I lose,
let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time. Mama, back where you belong. I gambled over in town, found that I can't win. Come on back and pick me up again. If I lose,
if I lose,
let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my
baby, she's got money all the time.
Here's a song from one of our albums, and I can't really remember which one it's on, but it's on one of the more recent ones, which meant that it came out about 6 years ago, something like that. Actually, there is a record that's more recent than that, that's a live CD from the Rocky Grass Festival. We got a couple Hot Rise things and a Trailblazer thing, and Charles got the Whippets on there, and Tim's got his band, the Oh Boys, on there. It's pretty... It's not really a new record. As I was saying, this is one from our latest record, and it's a song that I know many people enjoy and have enjoyed on down through the years. I keep hearing the banjo tuning. I just have to gab until he stops tuning. You know what I mean? Here's one that I really like personally, and I hope you do too. It's one called Colleen Malone.
One, two, three.
It's been 10 years and three since I first went to sea, since I sailed from old Ireland and home. But those hills, lush and green, were a part of my dream when I dreamed of my Colleen Malone. On the day I returned to my sorrow, I learned that the angels had called her away to a grave on a hill overlooking the mill. That's the place where she's sleeping today.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen.
Days I sailed far away, there was no one but me that she loved. And I remember those eyes, soft and blue as the skies, and her heart was as pure as a dove.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen.
All the years of my life, I will not take a wife. I will live in this valley alone, finding flowers around in this soft, gentle ground that is holding my Colleen Malone. Died last December. Hector's all alone. lives in the city and her landlord lives out of town. When the cold wind blows, it chills her and her backache gets her down. So she reads by day, she sleeps by night, she never goes nowhere, and scarcely anybody even knows she's there.
And if you don't think that woman could be alone and blue,
let me tell you, my friend,
she's just like you.
Not too long ago, you were only 21. The time moves only one way, and you won't always be young. If you don't think when you get old you could be alone and blue, let me tell you, my friend, you got some thinking to do. Thank you very much, folks. That's, of course, by request, that song, Just Like You. We can count on getting a request for it, so we just plan on doing it. And so there. We're going to do a song now that we requested amongst ourselves. And if you don't like it, there's nothing you can do about it. This is actually a real bluesy one from J.D. Hutchison, and we had this on our live recording on Flying Fish. And this is called... I know all about this stuff, Nick. I remember this stuff. This is called Little Darling.
Still care for my little darling, I know she no longer cares for me.
We're going to do a couple more and then let the Trailblazers come out and play a few songs of their kind of music that they play. And then there'll be a brief intermission, and then both bands will be back for the second half of the program. Request lines, dance contest, all kinds of fun stuff. Dr. Banjo is going to lead people in a cardiovascular workout in the fitness center here in the hotel after the show. Actually, he was the only guy in the band. When we checked into the hotel, he went right over there and did whatever he does over there. I don't know what he does.
6 minutes on the bike.
6 minutes on the bike. Worked up a big sweat. For bluegrass folks, you got to imagine. I mean, can you see Sonny Osborne doing that? No. You wouldn't catch no Jim and Jesse doing that on the bicycles in the hotel room.
It's all I could take to get over to the elevator after that.
Right. Little Roy Lewis? Uh-uh. I'm sorry, folks. That's why he's the president of our music. Dr. Banjo, the president of the IBMA. He's also... He's also the only guy in the Hot Rise band who to have turned 50 in the last week or so. And doesn't look a day over 47. Something like that. Anyway, here's another song. This is one I made up, and it's called The Shadows. It's another one of those really kind of cheerful sounding, really sad songs. It's called Shadows in My Room.
Daylight, I'm doing fine. Though you're gone, honey, I don't mind. When the sun goes down, I'm all alone. The shadows in my room, gone is the life I knew so well. This place, I feel your spell. They were always here, but I never felt those shadows in my room. I hear a voice softly call. I listen, but it's gone. It's in the feelings I recall when you were mine. And I'm alone. I think I'm gone away from here. Leave this house and all my past. Someone new, and I might lose these shadows. I just can't hide from the shadows in my room. So tonight I'm gonna go out, gonna change my point of view. I'm not looking for another just to free myself from you. I think I'll go away from here. Leave this house and all my past somewhere new. And I might lose these shadows. Listen, but it's gone. It's in the feelings I recall when you were mine. And I'm alone. I think I'm gone away from here. Leave this house and all my past somewhere new. And I might lose the shadows in the room. Someone new. And I might lose the shadows in the room.
Here's a little song that has meant a lot to us, and is actually kind of one of our biggest goals when we were first starting out as a band was someday, if we really work hard, we can maybe play on the Grand Ole Opry, and this song helped us do that. Because, as some of you know about bluegrass music, that for many years Flatt & Scruggs were sponsored by the Martha White Flower Company, And Martha White still sponsors a program, a segment on the Opry, even though it's no longer at the Ryman, and it's kind of over in that Disneyland kind of a place where it is, but it's still very cool over there. And anyway, enough of that. I'm not bitter. I'm not. I'm really not. Because I really believe in the essence and the heart and the purest part of country and bluegrass music, what little there is left of it today in Nashville. Although we're going to be playing at the Ryman Auditorium in July, we just heard last week. But totally, who cares about all that stuff? It doesn't mean anything. What I'm trying to say, folks, I'm trying to talk about is better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White, self-rising flour with Hot Rod.
Martha White,
yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness gracious, good light, Martha White.
Martha White,
all you big bed biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White, self rising flour.
Then one all purpose flour,
Martha White, self rising flowers, get hot right. Thank you.
Back later. Here's Pete Wernick with a very special announcement.
Oh, we're having some fun, huh? Duh. Oh, I am anyway. Hey, that is fun to play. That one, last one we did there, is called the Empty Pocket Blues. Goes all the way back to the first record. And our friend Greg Durth, not a very famous fiddle player, played with the Hutchison Brothers back in Ohio. Great fiddle player, though. And that's called the Empty Pocket Blues. Good one for us. In the key of B, not many fiddle tunes in the key of B. Hey, how many musicians we have here tonight? Okay, great. It's nice to have musicians come out and hear you. It really is. It makes us feel good. Even have a couple of guys that I went to college with back in the East are here. Some of my old buds, Bill and Jeff, you know who you are. Glad you're here, too. And some other guys are here, too, that I don't know. I'm sort of glad they're here, mostly because it gives us a chance to relax. When they come on and play, we get to go back in the green room, which, confidentially, folks, like many green rooms, it's not green. It's okay, but there's refreshments in there and lots of big flamingo feathers and bathtubs full of Jell-O and things that we like to get into and relax. And we bring on this other band that plays this other kind of music called Western music. Anybody like that kind of music here? Gosh, probably some of you even came to hear them and don't even care about us. That's understandable. I know it's not that popular what we're doing, and what they do, of course, is incredibly popular. Now, there's some guys these days who play the kind of music, the traditional kind of music. You know, Dwight Yoakam and George Strait. People mention those guys' names because they supposedly play in the old style. But I'm talking about the real old style where they're still using the same old instruments, the same strings on the instruments that when they bought them, all that kind of stuff. And how many people have not heard Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers before? If you can make noise or... Can I see you? Oh, yeah. Well, all right. For the benefit of those folks, let's just, the rest of us, let's just tell them a little bit about the Trailblazers. Like, they're from the little border town of... Very good. And we discovered them at the Eat Cafe. Okay, good. And wow, they're already here. They're going to play this. I'll tell you more of the story later. All right, please welcome all the way from Wyoming, Montana, and the Eat Cafe, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Mighty fine, and a great big howdy. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers!
Here, if you're listening and dancing, pleasure for the next 12 and a half to 19 minutes, depending, of course, how long it takes Hot Rise to relax in their air-conditioned and plush-lined, jacuzzi-equipped dressing room. As you know...
Depends on how fast we play, really.
It's actually how fast we play, that's right. Hey, we were glad to be back and playing for you folks. We've been up in Wyoming, Montana all the last several years, playing mostly local shows around there, and... We love it, but we love seeing you folks too. Waldo Otto, ladies and gentlemen, there he is.
All right.
Well, we're going to do a song that comes from Lefty Frizzell, and Waldo here has been late to every show we've ever played. Tonight's no exception. And... the song is called
Check.
Always Late with Your Kisses. Well, won't you come to my sweet darling stay? Always Late with Your Kisses. Oh, why do you wanna do me this way? Well, how long do you think that I can't wait when you know you're always late, always late with your kisses? Oh, why do you wanna do me this way? This way. And we wait when you know you're always late, always late,
late
with your accuser. Oh, why, oh, why do you wanna do me this way?
Mr. Red Knuckles.
Thank you so much. All right, mighty fine, mighty fine, mighty fine. We'll get that one for you in just a minute. First, we want to do one by the original E.T. I'm talking about Ernest Tubb. One called I Know My Baby Loves Me. I got a gal that's different, though I know she's true. I'm never really happy till she got me feeling blue. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Oh yes, I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I lent her my apartment while I was out of town. When I got back, I found that she had burned a building down. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Oh, yes, I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Ladies and gentlemen, on the guitar, in a takeoff style, with the fringe. You can remember his name if you look at the fingerboard there. You see his name, it says Wendell, Wendell Mercantile.
Wendell, Wendell, Wendell.
She took a course in cooking to fill my heart with glee. Till I detected poison in a cake she baked for me. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Ladies and gentlemen, on the steel guitar over here, Mr. Waldo Otto. The corner to catch a picture show. She said, I'll see you later, and that was about 20 years ago. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Oh yes, I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way.
Mr. Red Knuckles performing I Know My Baby Loves Me in Her Own Peculiar Way, honey.
All right. Thank you, Waldo. Waldo Otto on the steel guitar.
Thank you.
Wendell Mercantile on the other guitar, whatever that thing is, takeoff style. Western takeoff comedy. He's got it all.
He's got and his name on the neck, you know.
I know.
Except it's, how do you read that, Wendell?
It's designed for them to read. I know my name. They can, so they can read it.
So they can read it.
Yeah.
It's like, when you look at it, it's like it says Levem or something like that.
Leduum.
Leduum. It's Indian, I think.
You know, folks, it really amuses us. We get really easily amused at different things because we've been trailblazers so long, and it's a great job to be a trailblazer, but you have to look for things to amuse you every once in a while because things change very slowly over the years. Anyway, back on the bass, spells it B-A-S-E. He was born just out of wedlock, Montana. He grew up in Filth, Montana. And now he makes his living makes his home at the Derby gas station in Montana, Wyoming, right across the state line from Wyoming, Montana, where the rest of us live. We've never seen him eat or sleep. No photograph of him has ever been successfully developed. He was raised by coyotes up there in northern Montana, and in fact, one of his family won the best of breed at the state fair last year.
Please make him welcome, Mr. Slade. That's Slade's theme, or Have a Nice Day. Thank you very much. We had a request for this. No, really, please, no. Thank you so much. Please, no, please. No, please, no, please, no, please. Thank you so much.
I can't see anything, Red.
I need to come over so I can
Everything
be in the
got
light,
so
dude.
Dark all of a sudden.
I can't stand being out of the light.
It right? must be nighttime.
You got your flashlights out there? How many of you got your flashlights? Let's see them light up one time. All right, there's a couple. All right, everybody.
Okay, set your neighbor on fire now.
It's a special night, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody take off your shoes.
A lot of love in this room. Okay, we're going to do one that we had a request for. A fella, I believe, sang this to his wife at their wedding. Is that right, Waldo?
Something like that.
Something
I
like
think,
that. This is from Johnny Horton. And
proposed to her or something.
Are you still married?
Yeah.
All right, good deal.
I still can't see it.
Otherwise, we'd do a different song. But this is called One Woman Man.
If you told me that you loved me, I would feel so proud. If you let me love you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'm ever loving, baby, even if I can't. Come to me, baby, I'm a wanting woman man. Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, I'll never let you down. I'll never let you down, even if I can. Come to me, baby, I'm a wanting woman man. The sky just to prove I love you, honey. I'd jump off and fly. I'd even swim the ocean from shore to shore just to prove I love you, honey, a little bit more. Hey, won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey. I'll never let you down. I'll never love you, baby, even if I can. Come to me, baby, I'm a wanting woman man.
A one-woman man, that's Mr. Red Knuckles singing, Come to Me, Baby, I'm a one-woman man, honey.
All right. Waldo, of course, is, actually, I guess we all have our separate jobs. I teach big note guitar when in my spare time at Wyoming, Montana. Wendell Mercantile is an apprentice septician working on septic systems up there. And Slade, of course, works at the Derby gas station. But Waldo, I'm talking about his own business. He's got his very own business, and I'm talking about Waldo's Discount Donuts.
Thank you, Red. You know, there's a lot of health-conscious people out here in California, and people are looking at me and thinking, he probably eats a lot of donuts, you know? He really keeps up that physique by maintaining his donut intake. That's fancy talk for eating donuts. Anyway, you know, people are thinking of nutrition. They go around, you know, you see them on the street, and you know, when you look at them, they don't look like they're thinking about nutrition, but they are, I'm telling you, they are. And, you know, donuts and nutrition don't have that much in common, but the discount donut, you know, you don't lose anything by saving on donuts. Let me explain. You know, the regular, the Dunkin', your Winchell's, you know, all the national varieties of donuts, Dixie donuts, all those other kind, 50 cents just for regular donuts, just a bunch of dough, you know, deep fried and everything. How much nutrition? Not that much, you know. The donut is in the shape of a zero. That's a little hint right there, you see. Now, how about the mature donut over at our store? We have the 14-cent donuts, the most deluxe, with all the sprinkles and stuff on it, extra things on it, growing, everything like that. It's so great. Only 14 cents, and there's even cheaper ones than that. How about the nutrition factor? No less nutrition than in a fresh donut, and you save, 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 save. There's the theme right there. Perfect timing there, Wendell. It's time to remember the Otto motto. Well, they don't have it up on the blackboard behind us, but that's okay. You remember it, of course. You bite it, you bought it today.
Thank you so much.
Waldo's Discount Donuts, just down the street from the Eat Cafe in Wyoming, Montana. Thank you, Waldo.
You're all welcome, right. Red. Back to you.
Okay. I'll keep it. We're going to do one more song and then take a short pause for the cause, take 15 or 20, come back and play a plenty. We wouldn't take 30 because that'd be talking dirty. Stick and stay, don't you dare go away. Keep drinking what you're drinking and thinking what you're thinking. Chicken and rice, take my advice. The more you drink, the better we're going to sound. Because I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers.
And we'll be back, and so will Hot Rise. Now, please humor them when they come back. We know that you all came really to see us, but, you know, just don't let on too much because they might not have us come back the next time. Thank you so much. All right. We had another request. This is one from Bob Wills. He's gone now, but lives on in his songs. A great American songwriter and fiddler. It's called Omona. I was winding down a road, oh Mona, with a tired team and a heavy load. Oh Mona, well I popped my whip and lead horse sprung. Oh Mona, the hind horse busted the wagon tongue. Oh Mona, oh Mona, you shall be free. Hallelujah, Lordy. Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. Feet so big that he couldn't get shoes. Oh, Mona, well, the shoe clerk said, come back again. Oh, Mona, I can fit you with the box that the shoe came in. Oh, Mona, you shall be free. Hallelujah, Lordy. Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. Yeah. On a goose with a marrow in the bone. Oh, Mona, the devil on the hillside, don't you hear him groan? Oh, Mona, well, the turkey playing stuff in that ball in the melon vine. Oh, Mona, and the goose chewed the back of the duck to bring in wine. Oh, Mona, oh, Mona, you shall be free. Hallelujah, Lordy. Yes, Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. A hot rise bus. Oh, Mona. And some folks say they look a lot like us. Oh, Mona. But we play music in the Western style. Oh, Mona. We got Slade, Waddle, Waddle, and the Mercantile. Oh, Mona. Yes, Mona. You shall be free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. Mona. Thank you so much. All right, folks, it's that old Echo Boogie. It's telling us it's time to take a short pause for the cause, like I said. But we'll be back, and the Hot Rice concession stand will be open, along with the Red Knuckles products, the fly swatters, the mud flaps, the chaps, the caps, and all the glossy photos and things like that. Thank you so much. Mighty fine. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers.
We'll be back. Thank you so much. We will be back. Thank you so much. Mighty fine.
There he goes, Mr. Red Knuckles.
Once more, you can give a listen to direct from Boulder, Colorado, Hot Rise.
I had no place to go. So good to me.
so good to me.
Gave me shelter, gave me food,
so good to me.
Folks, welcome to the second set. We got a bunch of requests, and we're going to do as many of them as we can. And we'll, of course, we'll also briefly open the request lines later on so you can be heard if you need to be when the time comes. Here's a song. We're going to actually do another new song for you now. This is one that Charles – it's not a song. It's a tune. It's a tune that Charles made up, and but it has a very provocative title, which you can – welcome to think about during the whole length of the song. It's one called The Butcher's Dog.
Thank you.
gone. I can still go find them, but those days are gone. My heart said, always knew what I needed to know. What you need to know,
need to know,
need to know,
need to know.
Just listen to your heart and hear what you need to know.
Folks, thank you so much. All right, that's one from my record called Rock in My Shoe. I think while I'm talking about myself...
Talk about yourself, Tim.
I had a request to mention this particular event coming up. It's this summer, June 14, 15, 16, down in Santa Barbara. I'm talking about the Live Oak Music Festival. They're going to have the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. They're going to have Tim and Molly O'Brien and the O'Boys. And the weather's going to be nice and sunny down there.
There's
going to be some softball and stuff. I'm not sure. Brian Bowers. You know, Brian Bowers broke up, but he's back together again, folks, at this festival, along with Ralph Blizzard and David Grisman.
Ralph
and
Blizzard, too great.
Tish Hinojosa broke up, too, but she'll be back together, too. Thank you so much.
I'll be there.
All right. Well, here's one from a friend. We did one earlier by request. We did one earlier, and now we're going to do this one by request by John Hutchison. This is called John Hutchison broke up, but he's back together soon. Actually, he probably really did break up. All right. This is called Money to Burn.
Money in your hand, love just a poetic fantasy. Let the ladies have the money, let the devil take his turn. When I have money to burn, when I have money to burn. Now I wish I had a nickel for every broken promise that I have made in my life. Seem to learn. precious moment. I have spent like water day by day, like some man made of mud. Upon my bed I turn, I would have money to burn. I would have money to burn. Well, there's nothing to some ladies like money.
Beginning to think that maybe, you know, bluegrass fans, one of the things that really defines bluegrass music is the sound of the banjo. And then there comes a time when you've heard enough banjo. And we're not really there. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. We're gonna do this next song that doesn't have a banjo in it. It's a gospel tune. It's one we got a request for. And it's one that we haven't played in quite some time now. So, we'll figure it out. It's a lovely song. This is one called Standing in the Need of Prayer.
I think Nick said that this is the one that I jumped in the lake on the other day at the Strawberry Festival. I don't know if that's the one. Could be.
Can we do it again tonight, Tim?
No, hope there's no lakes close by. There's a pool. I don't know. I think we'll wait for a while. Here's one that we don't even remember, and we'll try it anyway.
One, two.
We're going to do just a couple more, and then let Red and the boys come out for a very brief set. Just a few more. I don't know, how many of you like the Trailblazers?
Oh. Okay.
All right, well, we'll be done soon. We'll just hurry up and get done right now. No, they're okay. The Trailblazers are okay. You know, small doses, in its place. Far away. Right. Here's one that Tim
made. Another song.
Here's another song.
I met my Nellie Kane. She was living in a lonely cabin with a son by another man. 5 years she hid away that friend, as long as a woman can, as long as a woman can. I don't know, I changed my mind, till then I was a rambling kind. The kind of love I can't explain that I planted seeds. In the evening we held hands. In the evening we held hands. The blue eyes told me everything a man could want to know. And it was then I realized that I would never go. I would never go. I don't know. I changed my mind. Till then I was a rambling kind. The kind of love I can't explain. Became a father to him, and she became my all. She became my all. I don't know what changed my mind. Till then I was a rambling kind. The kind of love I can't explain that I had for Nellie Kane. That I had for Nellie
Folks, the Trailblazers will be up in a minute, but we had a request to do one of the old fiddle songs, and this is one so old it only has one chord. And in fact, before the invention of the five chord, this is called Sally Gooden.
More? More? You'll get more. Eventually. Oh, right. So, Tim gave himself a plug there for his band coming out to play on the West Coast, and I'm excited to say that my new band is going to be playing on the West Coast for the very first time. Last day of August, the Strawberry Festival, the Fall Strawberry Festival. And it's a weird band called Pete Wernick's Live Five. I'm the star. And we are a different kind of bluegrass band. We have a clarinet and a vibraphone and a drummer. No mandolin, no fiddle. But you'd be surprised, folks. It's more like bluegrass than you might think with an instrumentation like that. And we got a record coming out this summer on Sugar Hill, and look for that, too. All right, that's the plug part of the show. Did you like the Trailblazers? Was that all right for you? I guess Nick already asked you that. You know, we used to have them in the back of the bus. They used to travel with us, and they did a lot of useful things for us besides giving us a break during the show. You know, changing the oil while the bus is moving, that's difficult. It's a very difficult, risky job, but they were pretty good at it, I have to say. And there was another chore that none of us wanted to do, which was changing the socks on the floor of the bus. And they used to do that for us as well. So anyway, we have some nostalgic times with them, and, you know, I have to say it's all in fun. You know, we make fun of them, they make fun of us. You know, we're actually all friends. Just wanted you to know that. Just part of the routine, you know, this insult business, you know. A lot of people used to get mad at us for kind of putting down the Trailblazers on stage, and they said we ought to be nicer to them, and actually, I don't really like them that much at all, now that I'm thinking of it. I've just remembered that I don't like them. Okay, here they come. Oh, man, a new shirt over there. Great, great job. Lots of nice outfits in this band. Well, I've got to go relax now, so Wendell, take over. Oh, no, don't touch me. There you go. That's better. All right, please welcome once again, all the way from Wyoming, Montana, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Thank you so much. Mighty fine, folks. We're glad to be back. I'll tell you what, it's been kind of cramped in our little case that they have for us backstage. Folks, Slade is communicating with you now. We're not sure what it means, but we're getting contact from Slade. Actually, I think it's just one of Slade's songs. It's called Impressions. What a crew. I'm all alone, folks, on the stage. Not sure what's going to happen next. We're going to do a song from Jimmy Rogers now, the Key of E Boys. And it's a song about...
It's about the yodel idea, right?
Tune it up now. All right, it's a song about the California blues. I got the California blues, and I'm surely gonna leave you here. I got the California blues, and I'm surely gonna leave you here. I might ride the vines, 'cause I ain't got no railroad fare. Hey, I'm going to California where they sleep out every night. California where they sleep out every night. You know them New York women, they don't know how to treat me right. I'll play the blues, Wendell.
It tastes just like cherry wine. Yeah, the water in California tastes just like cherry wine. You just jump in the water, you stay tight all the time. I'll don't know. Oh, let me tell you something, good gal, you don't know. Hey, I'm an easy riding papa. I got a home wherever I go. Oh, now if your house catches fire and ain't no water around.
The safety tip portion of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, your house catches fire and there ain't no water around.
Pay careful attention.
Just push my suitcase out the window and let your doggone shack burn down.
That's right.
I got the California blues and I'm sure they're gonna leave you here. Oh yeah, I got the California blues and I'm sure they're gonna leave you here. I might ride the plains, 'cause I ain't got no railroad fare. I'll yodel-y, yodel-y, yodel-y.
He's got the California blues, Mr. Red Knuckles.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love the music of the world, the music of another jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone. A holiday, hey, mama, can't your daddy come on? Well, now I'm a living fast and dangerously, but I've got plenty of company. And when the moon comes up and the sun goes down, well, that's when I want to lay my money down, 'cause I'm a honky-tonk man. Stop. I love the music of the world, hear the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone, a holiday. Hey, mama, can't your daddy come home? Little girl and a jug of wine. Well, that's what it takes to make a honky-tonk mind. With a jukebox playing a honky-tonk sound. Well, that's what I want to see, the lights downtown. I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't see the stop. Hey, mama, can't your daddy come home?
He's a honky-tonk man, Mr. Red Knuckles. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's listen as Wendell tells us about the special offer.
Okay, Waldo.
Take it away, Wendell.
He's got echo in his brain.
Thank you.
Thank you, Waldo. I appreciate that. Thank you, Waldo. I do appreciate that. I love a big build-up like that, or sort of like that.
No problem, Wendell. Back to you.
Wendell. I do want to take just a minute of y'all's time and tell you about something all the Trailblazers is awful proud of. Of course, I'm talking about this special item entitled... Actually, before I tell you what it's called, I want to remind you it's not available in stores, not available on TV or the radio or nothing.
It's not available.
Just through the Trailblazers.
Hard to find.
That's it. And it's a little thing entitled Red Remembers the 60s in His Own Style, which, of course, is Western style. Oh, that's right, friends and neighbors. This includes some classic numbers of the 1960s down the Western Shore, written all the Blazers, such as ourselves. You get songs like this. Who could ever forget such a favorite as Black Paint?
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them painted black.
Oh, what about Up in My Balloon?
Up, up and away in my beautiful balloon. Up, up and away.
How about Wild Thing?
Wild Thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild Thing, you move me. I want to know for sure.
Wild Thing, I think you move me.
How about that one, Do You Know the Way to San Joe's?
Do you know the way to San Joe's? Do you know the way?
Oh, that's right, friends. You get these and many more classic numbers like this from the 1960s. Who could ever forget? Excuse me.
Purple haze is around my brain. It's true, folks. And lately things don't seem quite the same. Well, I'm feeling kind of funny, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Friends, I know you can tell because many of you know about this, but the 60s, that was a time when they had a wild lyric, and like that last song. And so we're not sure exactly what most of these songs mean, but we think it's an important piece of America's music, and we're happy to do it in the Western style because a lot of people, of course, prefer that kind of music. And
you know, they were written in code, quite a few of these.
Well, I'm sure you spent some time trying to figure it out, Wallow, but I can't figure it out.
One of them I figured out, but the words turned right into one of the other songs.
Okay. Well, that's just an example of some of the hours of fun you can have with this little record set if you happen to choose to get it. Hours and hours of trying to figure out all these kinds of things, friends. Now, I do want to say one thing is that if you order soon, you get a special bonus. A little 45 record comes with it. It includes two more classic numbers of the 1960s. Going to Western Saba Red and all the Blazers such as ourselves. It's just about this size, almost exactly that size. And includes two more classics like this one. I know many of you people here is going to really enjoy this one. It's one entitled First the Mountain.
First there is a mountain, then there ain't no mountain, and then there is. First there is a mountain, then there ain't no mountain, and then there is.
I'm not sure what that one's all about, but that's another fine example of those songs. And then last but not least, folks, is another classic number from the 1960s done in the Western style by Red and all the Blazers. It's one like this. It comes from over there right up the road in San Francisco where much of the 1960s actually took place. It's a little item entitled Go Ahead On and Ask Alice.
One pill makes you taller, and the other pill makes you small. And the one that Mama gives you don't do anything at all. Go ahead on and ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
Oh, that's Red Remembers the 60s. P.O. Box 17 in Wyoming, Montana.
Someone left the cake out in the rain, and I don't think that I can make it because it took so long to bake, and I'll never find the recipe again. Thank you so much. All right. Couldn't resist. I love that one. That's one of my personal favorites.
Cake in the Park.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, Joe, that's another good
Mighty fine, mighty fine. Well, it's time to feature Wendell Mercantile. We got time for just one more as the Trailblazers. Hot Rods will get mad at us if we take too much of their time. They think they're the star. We know better, but we got to humor them, folks, so they carry us around. We can sell all that stuff and make all that money and bring it home to Vona and all the different wives and stuff. I only have one wife myself, but everyone else. Anyway, thank you so much. Mighty fine. Before we leave, just want to remind you of the three waves, the screwing in the light bulb, washing the window, and figure eight. Don't forget those.
Red,
and then there's, of course, actually there's an extra one now, the window wave. Thank you so much.
Red, Slade wanted, he known Ben was how we're down here in the home of computers
and
stuff.
How we're being in the home of computers.
You know what I'm saying. A lot of people,
Valley.
Right, he wanted to make sure that if you have email to send to the Trailblazers, it's instead of 17M, it's just 17E. It's
a box. Email?
Yeah.
Hey, what's that billboard say anyway?
See, now you know why I'm the leader of this group, ladies and gentlemen. All right, mighty fine. We're going to do one featuring Wendell Mercantile. He plays all the styles on the guitar, the Western, the comedy, and the takeoff. He's going to do them all on this one about the,
I'm on the fringe of every
Apache.
Style to style.
Tile on the old guitar, ladies and gentlemen. Mighty fine, Wendell. Thank you so much. And thank you all, folks. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers.
We're the Trailblazers. Thank you so much.
Good job, Wendell. That'll do it now. Okay, take off now, bud.
Thank you.
See you later. Now we will return you to the rest of that nice little sort of twangy little program that you all enjoy so much.
Thank you, Wendell Mercantile, the Trailblazers. Did I do okay for you?
Yes, of course.
All right. You guys went way over, Wendell.
Oh, big deal.
Time to leave now.
Big deal, and you're gonna get docked and pay.
I got some shirts and shoes and stuff for you guys to take care of back there.
Some of our
ironing and sort of polishing and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Thanks, Wendell.
All right. Now let me get this straight. You take the shoe polish and the shirt, and you.
No. Slate will help you.
I don't know about. That's not a good idea to have Slate in on that.
You know, those are nice guys, the Trailblazers, all except for that guy in the middle that plays and sings and I don't know. I mean, he thinks he's so cool. Anyway,
you mean Red Knuckles?
He can't hardly sing high or anything.
No.
Thank you, Wendell. Okay, I guess we gotta do this. One called Waiting for Wendell to Get Out of There. Well, Pete Wernick's got a record that came out a year and a half or so ago on the Sugar Hill label called On a Roll, and features a bunch of his tunes played bluegrass style and also in a sort of virtual bluegrass style with the live five on the vibes and the clarinet and that kind of thing. But anyway, this is one of the songs that from that record was very popular on the bluegrass airwaves for a good while. It's called Ruthie.
About Mom and Dad.
I walk through the streets singing Ruthie. My mama took a shine to me, treats me like family, thinks she wants me to marry a Ruthie. But my good family thinks she's not good for me. They don't know about my Ruthie. Don't know the treasure of Ruthie. Thank you.
see. I'll be with you someday, Ruthie. Walk through the streets, I'm in Ruthie. Love of my life, my sweet Ruthie.
Thank you very much.
We have really enjoyed getting back. Well, I don't know. I've really enjoyed getting back together with these. I don't know about the rest of them, but it's been fun for me.
Without the Trailblazers.
But last week,
the guitar player just walked right through the audience.
Tasteless, and talentless too. At least they have both things going for them. We got together in November over at Pete's house and had lunch, and during that luncheon, we basically decided that we would try to do some shows in 1996, and we did the 90s thing, you know, looked at our daytimers and said, oh, I see, we've got this little window of opportunity in March, and our agent filled them up for us, and it's been great. We started back on the East Coast last Thursday and got in a bus and drove around and did all this stuff and saw a lot of old friends. That's kind of what it's been like for this last 8 or 9 days, and it's also been really fun for us to rediscover all these tunes that nobody in the band is really playing. I don't know how many songs, but 100 and something songs we've recorded. So it's fun for us to kind of bump into all these songs again, and it's fun to sing with these guys.
And see all our friends
in California. And we must have had at least, like, we must have invited at least 4 people to the show this evening. We don't get out here that often, but...
Come up, a couple of them actually came.
Anyway, here's a song about getting together with your old friends and singing some music. This one, but won't you come and sing for me?
Shaking hands, singing a song. Church with the benches all on. How dear to my heart, how precious the moment we stood shaking hands, singing a song.
In my home beyond the dark river, your sweet face says no more I will see.
Thank you.
benches all on. My dear, to my heart, how precious the moment we stood shaking hands, singing a song. We stood shaking hands and singing a song.
Thanks, everybody. We're going to do one more and then say goodnight. Thanks for coming out to our, it's kind of like being at a festival, you know, to, everybody's in this hotel and there's the restaurant and there's like everything here. And so I just invite you all to just stay tonight if you want to. We can, Pete's going to be leading a banjo workshop right by the pool after the show.
There's a bus that came from San Luis Obispo, but...
There's a bus of people from San Luis Obispo?
They're supposed to leave tonight, but they could maybe all sleep on the bus and go home in the morning.
Yeah, just stay.
Let's go back with them.
Yeah, we'll go back to Pete's room. Anyways, it's kind of fun being in one of these wacky places, hotel ballroom. And I just want to say, before we go, I want to thank the fellow who is traveling with us. We're very lucky to find him in our hometown of Boulder. He's a talented engineer and a good guy keeping us on time. Mr. Glenn Webb back there, mixing the sound for us. Tom Lehner's out there at the concession table. We've had a great time. Thank you, folks. Here's one that features Pete on the banjo, and it's called Shady Grove.
Oh,
very much, folks, for coming out to see the show tonight. Thanks to Fred for putting it on. We had a great time. We're Hot Rise. Say goodnight. Thank you very much.
I also want to thank our old friend Joe Quealy for doing the sound and the lights this evening, doing a fine job of helping us out. And if any of you are going to be up in Portland tomorrow,
there is somebody.
Or we'll be up in Seattle then the day after that, and that's the end of this this little trip. And thank you again for coming out to see us. I really appreciate it. And maybe we'll see you at Strawberry. Hey, the lights didn't go out, right? The power didn't go out. That's great. Here's one called High on a Mountaintop. What? Oh, the chandelier over the stage doesn't work. That's right. This probably has something to do with Slade. I don't know. The last earthquake, yeah. That makes me feel great. Yeah. Because I am staying here. Let's see. What else isn't going to work? I don't know if... boy, what about places like... OT prices and the are those, is that still around down there?
Palookaville.
It's turned into Palookaville? No. I better stop talking about things about which I know nothing. But we used to have a lot of fun playing around here, and it's still fun, folks. Don't forget to tune into the radio. Support your radio-friendly stations that play this kind of music. Once again, Pete Wernick has a new band called The Live Five that's out there. He's got a CD out on Sugar Hill and another one coming out soon. Charles has got his band called The Whippets, the traditional bluegrass band, The Whippets. And he's got a record that he just made with Peter Rowan and Richard Green that's coming out in just a little bit. Tim has got his band, The Oh Boys, and he's playing with his sister Molly, and as you know well, down at Live Oak, and I'm sure other places before then. And you can, boy, it's hard around here, but most of the rest of the country can listen to a radio program called E-Town, which comes from Boulder, which is what I've been doing the last 5 years or so. If you want to find out more about that, there's little cards on the table, and you can hear what that's like. Anyway, thanks again for coming to see us. Here's one called High on a Mountaintop.
High on a mountaintop, with my head free,
wondering about the days it used to be.
Thank you, folks.
All right, you asked for it. 23 more songs.
Thank you very much, folks. You really had a great time tonight, and I hope we can see you sometime soon.
Up along the hallway and down along the stairs, I can see the pictures that we made down. It makes me blue, darling, thinking of the past. I'm truly sorry I couldn't make it last. Walked the ways and went home, cried the tears I cried, hoping for you, darling, to be here by. Darling, when you first came to me, all the air was sweet then, and all our time was free. But like the leaves that wither, our hearts fell away. I think I'll just go out alone and walk my blues away. Walk the way the wind blows, cry the tears I cried, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. I gotta do some thinking of where to go from here. Walk the way the wind blows, wipe away. Thank you.
that's a good one, but I'm sorry, the request lines are closed. We're going to do a gospel quartet before you leave you with this one. We got to play in a church up in Berkeley last night. It's kind of cool and put us in a little bit of a gospel frame of mind. And here's one that we did on our very first record back in 1978 or 9 or whenever that was. And it's I still like it.
Hey, yeah.
Kind of like an old shirt. Here's one called The Prayer Bells of Heaven. Thanks again, folks.
Jesus, the King of Glory, when you are burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on for God, well, let's say your prayer. Three Hebrew children, the flames were thrown. Delivered and the King he saw. Prayer bells from heaven meets a man-made law. Prayer bells from heaven, Lord, a sweet deadly ring, bearing the message unto Jesus, the King of Glory. When you were burdened now with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on for God will answer your prayer.
Began to rain, and all fell stocks and they began to sing.
Prayer bells from heaven, Lord, as sweet they ring, bearing the message unto Jesus, the King of Glory. When you were burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on for God will answer your prayer. Sweet day they
ring,
bearing the message unto Jesus, the King of Glory. When you were burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on for God, let's say your prayer.